Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's make some noise with the Fan Friday boys, Mickey and Jay. Morning to you, lads.
Morning, Steve.
Morning, gents.
Hello, let's start with you, Mickey. Just chatting then with John Richardson, esteemed football journalist. Says Manuel Pellegrini is the front runner. What do you think?
Oh, I'm not happy about that, if I'm being honest, Steve. I just think he's I would have liked someone, you know, don't mean to be ageist, but I would have liked someone a little bit younger, do you know what I mean?
Ageist?
No. You just feel with Manuel, he's ready for it, you know, maybe for a bit of sheltered accommodation or something, you know. I think his time's up. I think he should knock it in the head and retire peacefully and, you know, go and have a couple of weeks in Eastbourne.
It's one of those professions where you can be relatively older, if you like, and still be at the top of your game. Roy Hodgson's shown that.
Well, you can, but, you know, there's a different opinion on Roy Hodgson, mate, isn't he? You know, I think Roy Hodgson's style of football is sort of probably stuck in the 80s. I think there's definitely, you know, I mean, Pellegrini, he comes with a track record. But for me, you know, especially in that semi-final there, I think he bottled it a little bit. He was very negative, and I just don't want him to bring. I want a positive manager to come in. For me, as I say, Pellegrini, he seems to be burning a few many candles, and I would like a younger model.
Jay, I tell you what, just on the Everton front, they're taking their time, aren't they? I don't know whether they're just being exceptionally thorough. But one day we'll read Koeman's out the race. Next day, Koeman's back in the race. De Boer's just constantly sort of got a promotional campaign for himself going. It seems to be almost never ending at the moment, this Everton search.
Yeah, I think with Pellegrini, it's probably because, if you think about it, Bill Kenwright had a lot of dealings with Coronation Street, and Pellegrini looks like Audrey Roberts, doesn't he? So, you know, it's an easy option to go for. I think Phil Neville is a good shout for the Everton job, to be honest. He was loved there, wasn't he, as a player? So why not give Phil a go, you know?
I think the agenda's just to wind me up this morning.
I think he's stirring the pot with you a little bit here, Mickey.
I'm sensing that myself, yeah.
Are you going to stay away from it all?
I'm not going to bite. Yeah, I'm not going to bite. Don't worry. It's got to be cleverer than that to catch me.
Right. I tell you what, first of all, let's just quickly talk Mourinho. And does it change the shape, Jay, first of all, of the Premier League and in terms of the competitive nature next season when Mourinho's in charge of United?
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the managers that are going to be in the Premier League next season. It's mouthwatering, really, isn't it? Mourinho going to United, and also got Guardiola and Man City. And you can't rule out, obviously, the likes of Ranieri. He's just won it with Leicester. You've got Conte going to Chelsea and Klopp, of course, at Liverpool. So there's some great managers out there. And, you know, with Mourinho, Liverpool and Mourinho just don't get on at all. So him going to Manchester United is going to set the cat amongst the pigeons now. And, you know, the dislike between us and them is going to even intensify more.
But that's what we like, isn't it? That's actually part of the drama, the theatre of all of it, you know, seeing Mourinho on the touchline.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, people look at Mourinho and say he's all wrong for Manchester United. I mean, at the end of the day, you look at his track record, everywhere he's been successful. I know he had a bit of a failure at Chelsea last season, but prior to that, he won the league, didn't he? So, you know, he is successful, there's no doubt about it, and I'm certainly sure Manchester United will back him in the summer to sign the players he wants.
I mean, I got bashed down by a mate about this the other day, but I said a few years ago, I thought Mourinho, personality-wise, was an ideal fit for Liverpool, just in terms of what he was about. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you'd have him ahead of Klopp, but I was just saying I could always see that fit between Mourinho and Liverpool. If you take away, obviously, you know, that the relationship thing and the matches and the sort of the angst that's been created between the fans and him, he's got that sort of personality that a club like Liverpool buys into.
I'm not so sure, you know, Steve. I mean, when you look at Mourinho, he's a bit of a circus act, isn't he? It's more about him than the actual football club. And a few Man United fans that I know have actually said they're a little bit disappointed that it's going to be Mourinho because it is more about him than the club. But I don't see how it can be a bad match for them because, let's be honest, as I've just said there, he's a winner at the end of the day. And, you know, Manchester United are struggling, aren't they? This group of players, I know they've just won the FA Cup, but it's a poor group of players, so he's got a job on. And Mourinho's style, he's quite defensive-minded, really, isn't he? And that's exactly what Van Gaal was, more about keeping the ball and, you know, obviously not conceding too many goals. And I think the way Manchester United have been over the last 20 years or so, they've always been a very attack-minded team, so it's going to be interesting to see how Mourinho's ideas are implemented in that team.
Let's face it, he'll just buy big, won't he? Mickey, I thought Everton were linked with Mourinho a week and a half ago.
Well, we were, you know, he's obviously was a name that was in the mix. And his box office, Steve, you know, you know that he's going to come with problems. You know, that's part and parcel of his makeup, isn't it? But he's a winner. He's an absolute winner. And look, you know, he hasn't even got the job. And straight away, the first player is nearly through the door, and it's Zlatan. You know
it's
what
amazing,
I mean?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just, and that's exactly what Mourinho brings, doesn't it? You know, players, big players, want to come and play for him. You've got the lord of Man United as well. And, you know, we haven't even got a manager yet, and I'm excited for the season already. You can just see, especially between Pep and Mourinho, it's going to go off at some point. And obviously, you throw Jurgen Klopp into the equation as well. I think it's a ticking time bomb, isn't it? It's all going to go off at some point, and I can't wait.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Right, let's talk about possible incomes. Of course, it's hard for Everton to consider incomings or outgoings because there's no manager there. You, at least you need someone at the helm before you could maybe even discuss or get an idea of these things. Liverpool themselves, of course, they wanted Mario Götze. The player himself sort of turned his back on that idea, and there's various sort of rumblings and rumours as to why. Are you a little bit upset with that, Jay, that won't be happening? Or actually, is it not a bad thing? He's an injury-prone player.
I'm a little bit disappointed because obviously he was Klopp's number one summer target, and if Liverpool are going to miss out on him, it's a bit disappointing. And I don't think it helped Liverpool when we lost to Seville, because not getting into the Champions League and not having European football has probably played a part in it. But I still thought with Klopp, because he's worked with Götze in the past at Borussia Dortmund, we would have stood the chance of getting him. But it doesn't seem that's the case. And it's a strange situation because it's obvious Bayern Munich don't particularly want him. So what's he going to do, sit on the bench for another season and then run down his contract and go on a free transfer in the summer? I mean, I believe Liverpool offered him big wages as well to join. And if he doesn't want to come, then, you know, you move on because you want a player that wants to play for your football club, not someone who's prepared to sit on the bench and is not too comfortable with the idea of moving teams and countries. So it is disappointing. We've just got to move on and see what we can get. I mean, obviously, you've got to trust Klopp, and this is his first summer now. And I'm sure he's got, you know, stuff up his sleeve where he knows what he wants to bring to the football club.
Well, Sadio Mane is the big name linked today, quite vociferously linked with Liverpool Football Club. Would that be a good alternative?
Well, look, the thing with this Liverpool side is we lack that element of pace, don't we, to change a game. And I just think with Mane, he is very quick, isn't he? And he scores goals. And, you know, you look at his record at Southampton, it's been decent. And he's acclimatised to the Premier League as well. The only gripe with that is we could have got him, like, for, I think it was £10 million at the time when he signed for Southampton. All of a sudden, now they're going to want about £25 million. So it's supply and demand, really, I suppose. But he's certainly a player that I'd consider Liverpool getting. Yeah, I'd be quite happy with him.
Do you expect, Mickey, much movement in the Everton ranks this summer? We know there's quite a few players who will be leaving.
I don't expect much to happen, to be honest, Steve, until the Euros are over. I think it's, you know, the Euros now are 2 weeks away. I don't think people will be wanting to swap and change clubs then until after they're finished. But obviously, you know, we've had Romelu Lukaku come out now, and I think he's really been badly advised. You can tell that, obviously, his agent's in his ear. I think his Arfella's in his ear as well. And he's started to come out and, you know, he's making silly comments and he's upset a few fans. And to be fair, that's not his way. He hasn't done that in the past. So I do think that he's definitely been he's been influenced. But, you know, as I say, he's got 3 years left on his contract, and I think he's got to wait and see what manager actually comes in. And I think he's come out, hasn't he, and said he will speak to Mascheri, and obviously he'll see what's happening. But, you know, he's got 3 years left. If he wants to go, then it's going to cost someone a lot of money. But at the same time, we don't want an unhappy player. If you don't want to be at the club, then, you know, off you go. But it's to be interesting to see what happens, Steve, but I don't think anything will happen until, obviously, a new gaffer comes in, and I think it'll be after the Euros.
And you're bound to get Mourinho chasing John Stones without a shadow of a doubt. You know, the lad himself was tempted by the idea of Chelsea. He's going to be even more tempted by the idea of the end of the M62 and not moving home.
Yeah, probably. And, you know, if that's what he wants to do, I've never had a problem with, you know, sort of players wanting to sort of go on to bigger clubs or play, you know, European football. I don't have a problem with that. It's just the way that you do it. Do you know what I mean? You've got to, you know, sort of have a little bit of class about yourself. And again, John Stones is another one. It's going to cost them a lot of money. And, you know, that's all good for Everton. We can, you know, we can bring sort of money in. And obviously we can get our network scouting far and wide and hopefully try and find another one.
Mickey, Jay, enjoy your bank holiday weekend, gents.
Cheers, Jay. Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, boys.
Take care. Mickey the Blue, Jay the Red. Fan Friday returns next week.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.